Beavers laces it to right field. That's down for a base hit. Buck Britton wheels around Jackson. He's coming home. Laureano with the throw. It's late, and the runner is in.
Akins 2-2.
Got it with a fastball. That'll finish the ball game.
There you go. That's who's that? Courtesy of what, Masson? That's what I. Okay, I just wanted to double check. I didn't think we would have the radio call. And you know, as you look at this weekend. With the Orioles, we had the Giants first and then the Padres. I talked about on Friday what a perfect game that under would have been with Robbie Ray and Dean Kramer going. That may have been the highest scoring game of the weekend. For I think it was. They scored 20-some runs as everything went wrong. As I'm literally writing in the commercial breaks all the stuff for my gambling, for the website and all that. And I had a terrible day yesterday. There's nothing worse than handicapping a baseball game. And as soon as it starts, you're like, the pitcher doesn't have it. Because you basically bet on the starting pitchers in most outings. That's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. That's why the line gets set there, is that you're like, oh, this guy's going to pitch six innings. And if I'm looking at it on average, this is what he typically does. How does he match up with this team? If you're doing your due diligence and you're doing your work and looking through it. I was reading something up until yesterday that over the last 9 or 10 starts, the Orioles hadn't won a game that Trevor Rogers didn't start.
He has been next worldly.
You know what? I talk about the algorithm that I use, and mm-hmm. even throughout this season, and it gets stuff wrong all the time because mm-hmm. it's predictive. Trevor Rogers shows up in the bottom five pitchers in every single day. And I think it has more to do about the history of what he's done than what he's doing right now, which to me doesn't make any sense because
it's not a small sample size now.
No, because people are pushing, saying that he should be up for the Cy Young. I don't know how he's not up for comeback player of the year and they just give it to Jacob DeGrom. I mean, he's very deserving, but this guy sucked. Now he's the best pitcher in baseball, which that sounds weird. And I know it doesn't seem factual. Statistically, it is.
He is.
He's been the best pitcher in
baseball. And Skeens and everybody else.
Yeah. All the S's.
All the S's.
Senga. Oh, I'm gonna keep doing this.
Sean Manaya.
Well, he was terrible yesterday. The Tigers and the Mets couldn't figure out who wanted to win that game.
Juan Soto was unbelievable. Grand slam and a triple.
Yeah. Oof. How did his lazy ass get on third? Would it leave the ballpark and they couldn't find it? It bounced? Just like, anyway, but, you know, just looking at the Orioles, I've said it's all about watching individuals. It's not about team wins and losses at this point, even though I know some people still hang their hat on that. Yeah. It's about watching Basai, who had a big hit yesterday in a key situation. Mm-hmm. Beavers, who you heard that highlight and how good he's been thus far. What have you thought about some of the young guys that we've had? Because Basayo hits that home run, in San Francisco over the weekend. So that was his first.
First, yeah.
He was robbed in his first game of one.
Yes.
But I'm just wondering, do we now start to see more and more of those extra base hits, home runs and doubles from him? Because we know he's very capable of doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited about what you're talking about, just him and Beavers or in mm-hmm. particular. Yeah. I mean, they both look like they belong here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that, to me, that's kind of unusual and a real pleasant surprise, because whenever you got guys called up, it's a prospect. And anybody that's played the game from, you know, we have Bordy on and anybody we've had on who's played the game, Ben McDonald, the biggest leap is from AAA to the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest leap you're ever going to have. And it's evident when guys come up. I mean, guys have struggled who are awesome, like Jackson Holliday. Guys, you know, Cal Ripken.
I mean, you could list.
The list goes on and on. Right.
And even the guys that come out and have immediate success eventually go through the slump when pitchers adjust to them.
Yeah.
Or, wait a minute, we're noticing now we have enough of a sample size. This kid doesn't hit breaking balls on the outside of the plate. Let's attack him there. And then all of a sudden you're like, what's going on with him? Why isn't he hitting? And then he's got to make the adjustment. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, I look at this team, and again, I'm mainly watching. I still want to see Jackson Holliday and what he finishes with. I want to see Gunner. There's a lot to like about it. I want to keep watching Trevor Rogers starts, and Kyle Bradish, who I've said this before, I do this all the time. If I'm, if I notice a pitcher that's come off the IL and it's been an extended IL, I target them in their second start. So I thought Bradish was going to have a bad start, which he technically didn't have a good one. He only went 4 innings. It's kind of what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. He limited the damage. I thought it was going to get ugly early. Arraez gets on.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets a strikeout on a foul tip and a throw him out.
Yeah.
And then the next guy gets a base hit, and you're like, oh, that really helped him, because now you're looking at possibly first and third with one out, and the floodgates can open up after that. But It's good to see that he's weathering that. He still ended up with 5 strikeouts in 4 innings. But, again, that's another person I want to keep my eye on moving forward. I guess the big question is, we're going to focus a lot towards the offseason where there's a contingency of fans that don't think they're going to do anything. I'm in the boat where I think they're going to do a ton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to with your bullpen. But then you start looking at the team and you're going, is a trade imminent? Because if you look at the outfield, is Beavers going to be a part of your future next year to start the season? You'd probably think so, right?
I think so, yeah.
Cowser?
Yeah.
And then good old General Soreness is back.
Mm.
Again, yeah. maybe he's hurt, maybe he's not, but if they're paying him money, you can't tell me they're not going to trot him out there. So then you start looking at...
I'll tell you who I'd like to really take a look at. One of the Padres, his name was Laureano.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to get him.
Yeah, well, he's been pretty good this year. But no, like you start looking at that. You look at the infield, and everybody says the infield's full, right?
Mm-hmm.
Behind the plate, you got 2 catchers, third base, shortstop, second.
Yeah.
First, you got Mayo and Mountcastle, depending on what happens there. Yeah. Maybe Basayo ends up at first. Where are you adding? Because there has to be some sort of trade of players that are here now to move them to get bullpen help, a closer, another starter, whatever it may be. Or we're back at, hey, send these young guys back to AAA or they're not playing every day. And I don't think that's what they're going to do. Mm-mm. So in my mind, there has to be 1-2 trades in the offseason involving players that are already here.
I think you're right. Well, you are right. I can't see any other solution. You depleted your minors now. Now the guys who should be here, I believe, are here. I haven't heard of anybody like, you know.
Look, if people had their druthers, Tyler O'Neill would not be in that mix.
Right.
But because they're paying him, whatever it is, 30-some million over the next 2 years, he's going to be in the mix, and he does crush left-handed pitching midway through the season after he's been hurt the rest of the year. He's going to be a part of this going forward. And then you'd look at it and say, okay, well, DH is open. Well, if you got Mayo at first, then Basayo or Adley's probably DH. And that's why I do think one or two trades
are imminent. Mountcastle, I mean, what are you doing with, you know?
Mayo has more, you know, I guess he's going to bring back a better haul than what Mountcastle would be. But I still think you could get something for him, but I don't think it's ultimately what people think.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was generally a question. I don't know. Because I think Mountcastle is a really good first baseman now. You know, is he staying or not?
I am not saying that you can't improve on any one of those outfield spots. Mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker's better than all 3 of those guys combined. You know, and again, I don't know that the Orioles are going to be on him, but he's the biggest name in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
People keep bringing up Kyle Schwarber. You're bringing in another DH because his ass shouldn't be out in the field at all.
Yeah, they bring in Juan Soto.
Yeah, you know, and Juan Soto, you're going to trot out in right field and watch him butcher it. But like, so I look at these spots going, you know, something has to happen.
What happened to Enrique Bradfield Jr.?
I mean, he's still working his way up. He didn't have quite the year I think they wanted him to have. Didn't he get hurt this year?
Yeah, but he just got promoted.
Yeah. He did? Okay. So what, AAA?
Correct.
So again, he'll be on his way at some point too. So we just have to wait and see. Let me take Antonio and Rosedale here real quick. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Wow.
Happy Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, babe.
What will the Orioles starting rotation look like next season? Do we have a number one pitcher or we have one in the offseason? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Well, Antonio, the foregone conclusion is you got Kramer, you got Rogers, you got Bradish, right? Those are the 3 guys everybody talks about. We don't know what's going to happen with Grayson, if you're going to get anything from him. You still have some young pitchers here in Cade Povich and Brandon Young, and we heard about Chase McDermott, but I ultimately think he's going to be a bullpen piece. And then there's other names like I don't think they're kicking the tires on Sagano again. You got to improve there.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Framber Valdez's name linked here. That's a lefty that gets a ton of ground balls, makes a ton of sense to go along
with
Rogers.
Him. I think he's one of the best pitchers in the majors, and he's just very underrated.
Yeah, he never gets the credit he gets doesn't. Because he wasn't a big strikeout pitcher, and now he can get those. Mm-hmm. So, look, when the offseason happens, we'll see how active they are. But you have a GM under fire. You have ownership that's already talked about the offseason and how they're going to spend money. So I'm going to take them at their word, and if they don't, they're going to get killed. And it's going to be the same thing next year that it was this year.
If they don't, they deserve to get killed because, you know, it's a problem. And now the bullpen's terrible.
You have to replace all of that.
You need a new bullpen, and, you know, there's no way around it. So I don't know what you do there. Your starting pitching may be okay, but your bullpen's not.